Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and it's through this marching on. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. My friends, my neighbors, this is Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. I'm here, my friends, to inform you, to make you aware that the coming of the Lord is at hand. All of the signs of the coming of the Lord is at hand. My friend, we cannot escape the coming of the Lord. It is at hand. All the evidence of His coming is here, my friend. We can see Jesus' disciple asked Him, "Master, when is the end time?" He said, "I know them, and no man knows the end time, but my Father who is in heaven." Even the angels that bow down before my Father, they do not know the end time. But when you see walls and roam the walls, earthquake in divers places, pestilence, famine, all around, knowing not that the coming of the Lord is at hand. So need not ask anyone today, when is the coming of the Lord? My friend, the coming of the Lord is even at the door. All of the signs of His coming is everywhere. Now there's walls, there's rumors of walls, there's earthquake. It used to be earthquake in divers places, but now there's earthquake in your places. The birds are still dying, falling from the air. The world has been polluted to the extent that China people have to wear masks every day. Can you see the multitude of the Syrian, that great army that the Bible spoke about, has infiltrated the Western Hemisphere? You're looking to repeat of the Trojan horse. You remember as a boy or girl what happened to the Trojan horse. The Trojan horse was sent to this king as a gift. But in this gift, there was a great army to take his kingdom. And this is what we see, my friends, there are wars in the bedroom. Husband and wife, divorcing for rape. They forgot the marriage testimony, the marriage commitment, that you belong to one another. But my friends today, look at the walls in the living room. There are walls in the kitchen, in the living room, where the wife refused to clean up the living room. There are walls in the kitchen where the wife refused to make a meal for your husband. There are walls on the front porch where the wife refused to honor your husband. There are walls in the automobile when the husband refused. But my friend, you look in the churches, your walls in the church. Your favorite and their non-favorite. They are esteemed and they are non-esteemed. They are cast down and they are promoted. My friends, as I speak to you, I observe the drug house on the corner, people coming and going. The drug people are having a victory parade. They are celebrating the victory on the politician and the police. My friend, the reason why the drug culture cannot stop, because the politician and the policeman, as I feeding the drug. My friends, as I speak to you, I can see the drug people is going up and down, buying and selling and smoking. My friend, now You can carry your weapon in the holster on your side as you go in, as you walk the street. It is permissible by the culture in which we live today. So, my friend, but Jesus said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, woman a married woman, men a married man. Oh God, let the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, I want to encourage you, motivate you, and inspire you that you may call upon the name of the Lord before that awful day. Because that awful day is coming in such an hour that you think not. Such an hour that you think not. It may be morning, night, and noon. Let the blind call and receive sight, the deaf hearing, the dumb speak, the sick heal them, the lame walk, the hungry bread, the thirsty water, the weary rest, the sad glad, the naked, the garment of righteousness, the bad repent of their sin. I am a disciple of Jesus. I'm just help spreading his word. It is not my word. His disciple, that I'll make open my mouth to the Lord, and I will not turn back. Will not slow down, back away or be still. When I have a fix on the prize, my future is secure. I do finish with this. What are you thinking? I'm thinking only to try to help you to call upon the name of the Lord. Because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. I don't have to be top of the pyramid. To be recognized or to be praised. And I walk by faith. I don't need prosperity, promotion, position, or popularity. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race, and live by the power of the Almighty. I lift my prayer and live by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companion are few, my goal are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, they tore, lure away, turn back, deluded or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity, or mend it in the maze of mediocre. I will not give up. I will not shut up until I have stowed up, paid up, stayed up, preach up for the cause of Jesus. I'm his disciple. I will preach until he come for me. Or when he come for me, he shall know me. by his blood applied to my heart. And I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. I want you to read in today, a teaching there will be from the book of 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. I will read its entirety. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Even as unto babe in Christ, I have fed you with milk, and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, and ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one said, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but minister by whom we believe, even as the Lord give to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are labor together with God. We are God's husbandmen. We are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and others build thereon. But let every man take heed that he build thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold and silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man wicked way shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, before it shall be received by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man works abide, which he had built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man works shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
Look, read the paper. It's there. Look, read what it says first. I got a check already. Yeah. So do that now because I haven't had supper that yet. Okay. You hear me? I said. One vendor deposited check.
Pardon me for a break. If any man had worked the body which he had built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man awake shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet, so, by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, God shall destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are ye? The question. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, or he may be wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thought of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in man, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ in God. My friends, what we are looking at today, everything belongs to God. This is Dr. Cox Master Time with the world today. If this discourse had meant anything to you, you may call 305-836-9545. Or you may write me at 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida. Or you may come to the tabernacle with a right. Walter Harris Richard, the pastor. Dr. Cox is an elder there. And hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Those who have went to Jesus for the cleansing power. Those who have blood been washed in the garment been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They are praising none, blessing God, waiting on the return. My friends, before I leave you today, I want you to know, in all the reading here, there are two trains that are riding on the track. One is bound for glory. The other is bound for hell. the glory bound train is going where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold. Silver water running down the throne of God. And the cherubim hiding the face of God. The angels saying, "Holy, holy, my Lord." The luscious garden in the background. The tree of life waiting. That you may eat the fruit and never die. What a wonderful thing to think that you'll never die. But another train is a hellbound train. And the devil himself is the engineer. He lies there. Yes, he said, "I'll land you safe. You have paid your fare. While you are living, you have paid your fare on a hellbound train. You are murder. You have steal. You have did all the abominable evil. Your backbite. Your stab in the back. You have cheated. You have misused. You have abused. You have accused. And I land you safe in the lake of fire. Because you have paid your fare well. You have paid your fare well. So I land you safe in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench." Oh, my friend, what a pay for life. You live a life of strife. And your reward at the end of the day is where the worm died not. And the fire not quenched. Beloved, won't you be mindful of the fact? But you still have an opportunity. Still, a door is open. But he said he may come but morning, night, or noon. He will not declare his coming. He will not give you any notice. But he'll come unaware. So when you say peace and safety, there is sudden destruction. I will love it, my friend. Take heed to the call of God. Take heed. Take heed to the call. Say, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved." You may call morning, night, or noon. And if you fail to call, you will hear, "Depart from me, I know you not. Enter, and you in the lake of fire, where the worm die not. And the fire not quench." Our beloved, you'll burn for eternity. But you still have a chance. You still have this golden opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. If you call upon his name, he'll save your souls. He'll make you whole. He will pick you up and he'll turn you around. He will set your feet on a solid rock.